Okay. Lady Jean Bromet. Now, at any point, if you want to just...
Yes. Well, I send my greetings to the Alcadi Plainsmen, and amongst your membership, particularly to John Lellenberg and to Milt Perry and to Stan and Renee Cormack. I'm sitting here in my flat now with John Tibbetts, and he's been telling me a little bit about your special Scarn branch of the Baker Street Irregulars. I know there are lots of branches in America, but it's so nice to have this opportunity to talk personally to one of them. I believe you're stationed in Kansas City, and I remember going to Kansas City with my father and admiring that splendid statue of the Indian. That was in the early 1920s, and I'm quite sure that Kansas City looks very different today. But how nice that your interest in Sherlock Holmes remains.
Lady Bromet, in talking with you, why don't you first introduce yourself and your relationship to Sir Arthur Conan Doyle and tell us a bit about where we are sitting, what day this is, right at this point in time?
Well, I am Jean Conan Doyle, and I'm the youngest child of my father, Sir Arthur Conan Doyle. He had two children by his first marriage, Mary and Kingsley. Kingsley, alas, died in the First World War, and Mary died about 10 years ago. And then I had two elder brothers, Dennis, who died in the 1940s, and Adrian, who died in 1970. Dennis died in the 1950s. One rather loses track of these sad things. Anyhow, that's the family. I'm the only one left. And I have a flat in London, which is near Harrods and near Sloane Square, very good shopping centres. And today we're sitting in my what used to be called drawing room, but now can only be called work room because everything happens in this room. It's the dining room and the sitting room and the television room, and most important of all, it's my office.
Now, to your left is a very imposing portrait of a gentleman in military uniform. Tell me about him.
Ah, that is my very beloved husband, who died 5 years ago. He's Vice Marshal Sir Geoffrey Bromet, and after he came out of the Air Force, he was governor of the Isle of Man for 7 years. And then afterwards, he was in charge of air raid precautions for Coventry, which was a city that didn't want to run its own air raid precautions. And the government decided that they really must have them. And my husband was put in charge of that.
Flanking the image are two swords.
Yes. That's very observant of you. The smaller one is a naval dirk, which was his dirk when he was at Dartmouth and he was in the Royal Navy. And the other one is a replica of the sword of state at the Isle of Man. And this was presented to him some years after he retired, and we were very touched when it was sent to us.